Lady Gaga, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, born March 28, 1986, known professionally as Lady Gaga, is an American singer, songwriter, and actress. She is known for her unconventionality and provocative work, as well as visual experimentation. Gaga began her musical career performing songs at open mic nights and school plays. She studied at Collaborative Arts Project 21 through New York University's Titch School of Arts before dropping out to become a professional musician. After Def Jam Recordings cancelled her contract, Gaga worked as a songwriter for Sony ATV Music Publishing, where Akon helped her sign a joint deal with Interscope Records and his own label, Conlide Distribution, in 2007. She rose to prominence the following year with her debut album, a dance pop and electropop record titled The Fame, and its chart-topping singles Just Dance and Poker Face. A follow-up EP, The Fame Monster, featuring the singles Bad Romance, Telephone and Alejandro, also proved successful. Gaga's second full-length album, Born This Way, explored electronic rock and techno. The album topped the US Billboard 200 and sold more than 1 million copies in the country during its first week. Its title track became the fastest-selling song on the iTunes store, with over a million downloads in less than a week. Gaga ventured into R&B and disco with her third album, Art Pop, in 2013, which topped the US charts and included the single Applause. In 2014, she released a jazz album with Tony Bennett titled Cheek to Cheek, her third consecutive number one album in the US. For her acting work in the television series American Horror Story Hotel, Gaga won a Golden Globe Award for Best Actress in 2016. Her fifth studio album, Joanne, incorporated genres such as country and pop, and she became the first woman to have four US number one albums in the 2010s when it topped the country's charts. In February 2017, Gaga performed the Super Bowl halftime show, which was met with critical acclaim. Having sold 27 million albums and 146 million singles as of January 2016, Lady Gaga is one of the best-selling music artists in history. Her achievements include several Guinness World Records, three Brit Awards, six Grammy Awards, and awards from the Songwriters Hall of Fame and the Council of Fashion Designers of America. Gaga has been declared Billboard's Artist of the Year and included among Forbes' Power and Earnings rankings. She was ranked at number 4 on VH1's Greatest Women in Music in 2012, finished second on Time's 2011 Reader's Poll of the Most Influential People of the Past 10 Years, and was named Billboard's Woman of the Year in 2015. She is known for her philanthropic work and social activism, including LGBT rights, and for her non-profit organisation, the Born This Way Foundation, which focuses on promoting youth empowerment and combating bullying. Section 1. Life and career. 1986 to 2005. Early life. Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta was born on March 28, 1986, at the Lenox Hill Hospital in Manhattan, New York City, to a Catholic family with Italian and French-Canadian roots. Her parents are Cynthia Louise and internet entrepreneur Joseph Germanotta, and she has a younger sister, Natalie. Brought up in the affluent Upper West Side of Manhattan, she says that her parents came from lower-class families and worked hard for everything. From age 11, she attended the Convent of the Sacred Heart, a private, all-girls Roman Catholic school. Gaga described her academic life in high school as very dedicated, very studious, very disciplined, but also a bit insecure. She considered herself a misfit among her peers and was mocked for being either too provocative or too eccentric. Gaga began to play the piano at the age of 4 when her mother insisted she become a cultured young woman, taking lessons and practicing the instrument throughout her childhood. The lessons taught her to create music by ear, which she preferred over reading sheet music and practiced professionally. Her parents encouraged her to pursue music and enrolled her in creative arts camp. As a teenager, she played at open mic nights. At her high school, Gaga played the lead roles of Adelaide in Guys and Dolls and Philia in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. She also studied method acting at the Lee Strasberg Theatre and Film Institute for 10 years. Gaga unsuccessfully auditioned for New York shows, though appeared in a small role as a high school student in a 2001 episode of The Sopranos titled The Telltale Musidel. She later said of her inclination towards music, "I don't know exactly where my affinity for music comes from, but it is the thing that comes easiest to me. When I was like 3 years old, I may have even been younger, my mother always tells this really embarrassing story of me propping myself up and playing the keys like this because I was too young short to get all the way up there. Just go like this on the low end of the piano. I was really, really good at piano, so my first instincts were to work so hard at practicing piano, and I might not have been a natural dancer, but I am a natural musician. That is the thing that I believe I am the greatest at." In 2003, at age 17, Gargoyle gained early admission to Collaborative Arts Project 21, a music school at New York University's Tisch School of Arts, and lived in an NYU dorm. At NYU, she studied music and improved her songwriting skills by writing essays on art, religion, social issues, and politics, including a thesis on pop artists Spencer Tunick and Damien Hirst. During the second semester of her sophomore year in 2005, she withdrew to focus on her music career. The same year, she played an unsuspecting diner customer for MTV's Boiling Points, a prank reality television show. In 2014, Gaga said she had been raped at the age of 19, for which she underwent mental and physical therapy. She has post-traumatic stress disorder that she attributes to the incident and says that support from doctors, family and friends has helped her. 2005 to 2007, career beginnings. In 2005, Gaga recorded two songs with hip-hop singer Grandmaster Melly Mel for an audiobook accompanying Cricket Casey's children's novel, The Portal in the Park. She also formed a band called the SG Band with some friends from NYU. The band played at gigs around New York, becoming a fixture of the downtown Lower East Side club scene. After the 2006 Songwriters Hall of Fame New Songwriters Showcase at the Cutting Room in June, Gaga was recommended to producer Rob Fusari by talent scout Wendy Starland. Fusari collaborated with Gaga, who travelled daily to New Jersey, helping to develop her songs and compose new material. The producer said they began dating in May 2006 and claimed to have been the first person to call her Lady Gaga, which was derived from Queen's song Radio Gaga. Their relationship lasted until January 2007. Fusari and Gaga established a company called Team Lovechild LLC to promote her career. They recorded and produced electropop tracks, sending them to music industry executives. Joshua Sarabin, the head of artists and repertoire at Def Jam Recordings, responded positively and, after approval from Sarabin's boss, Antonio L.A. Reed, Gaga was signed to Def Jam in September 2006. She was dropped from the label 3 months later and returned to her family home for Christmas. She began performing at neo-burlesque shows, which, according to her, represented freedom. During this time, she met performance artist Lady Starlight, who helped mould her onstage persona. The pair began performing at downtown club venues like the Mercury Lounge, the Bitter End, and the Rockwood Music Hall. Their live performance art piece, known as Lady Gaga and the Starlight Review and billed as the ultimate pop burlesque rock show, was a tribute to 1970s variety acts. They performed at the 2007 Lollapalooza Music Festival. Having initially focused on avant-garde electronic dance music, Gaga began to incorporate pop melodies and the glam rock style of David Bowie and Queen into her songs. While Gaga and Starlight were performing, Fusari continued to develop the songs he had created with her, sending them to the producer and record executive Vincent Herbert. In November 2007, Herbert signed Gaga to his label Streamline Records, an imprint of Interscope Records established that month. Gaga later credited Herbert as the man who discovered her. Having served as an apprentice songwriter during the internship at Famous Music Publishing, Gaga struck a music publishing deal with Sony ATV. As a result, she was hired to write songs for Britney Spears, New Kids on the Block, Fergie, and the Pussycat Dolls. At Interscope, musician Akon was impressed with her singing abilities when she sang a reference vocal for one of his tracks in studio. Akon convinced Jimmy Iovine, chairman and CEO of Interscope Geffen A&M, to form a joint deal by having Gaga also sign with his own label, Con Live, making her his franchise player. In late 2007, Gaga met with songwriter and producer Red One. She collaborated with him in the recording studio for a week on her debut album, signing with Cherry Tree Records, an Interscope imprint established by producer and songwriter Martin Kaisenbaum. She also wrote four songs with Kaisenbaum. Despite securing a record deal, she said that some radio stations found her music too racy, dance-oriented, and underground for the mainstream market. She responded, "My name is Lady Gaga. I've been on the music scene for years, and I'm telling you, this is what's next." 2008 to 2010, breakthrough with The Fame and The Fame Monster. By 2008, Gaga had relocated to Los Angeles to work extensively with her record label to complete her debut album, The Fame, and to set up her own creative team called The House of Gaga, modelled on Andy Warhol's factory. The Fame was released on August 19, 2008, reaching number one in Austria, Canada, Germany, Ireland, Switzerland and the UK, and appearing in the top five in Australia and the US. Its first two singles, Just Dance and Poker Face, reached number one in the United States, Australia, Canada and the United Kingdom. The latter was also the world's best-selling single of 2009, with 9.8 million copies sold that year, and spent a record 83 weeks on the digital songs chart. Three other singles, AA, Nothing Else I Can Say, Love Game and Paparazzi, were released from the album. The last one reached number one in Germany. Remixed versions of the singles from The Fame, except AA, Nothing Else I Can Say, were included in hit mixes in 2009. At the 52nd Annual Grammy Awards, The Fame and Poker Face won Best Dance / Electronica Album and Best Dance Recording, respectively. Following her opening act on the Pussycat Dolls' 2009 Doll Domination Tour in Europe and Oceania, Gaga headlined her worldwide The Fame Ball Tour, which ran from March to September 2009. While travelling the globe, she wrote 8 songs for The Fame Monster, the reissue of The Fame. Those new songs were also released as a standalone EP on November 18, 2009. Its first single, Bad Romance, was released 1 month earlier and went to number one in Canada and the UK, while reaching number two in the US, Australia and New Zealand. Telephone with Beyoncé was followed as a second single and became Gaga's fourth UK number one. Its third single was Alejandro, which reached number one in Finland and attracted controversy when its music video was deemed blasphemous by the Catholic League. Both tracks also reached the top five in the US. The video for Bad Romance became the most watched on YouTube in April 2010, and Gaga became the first person with more than 1 billion combined views the following October. At the 2010 MTV Video Music Awards, Gaga won 8 awards from 13 nominations, including Video of the Year for Bad Romance. She became the most nominated artist for a single year and the first female to receive 2 nominations for Video of the Year in the same category. The Fame Monster won the Grammy Award for Best Pop Vocal Album, and Bad Romance won Best Female Pop Vocal Performance and Best Short Form Music Video. In 2009, Gaga spent a record 150 weeks on the UK singles chart and became the most downloaded female act in a year in the US with 11.1 million downloads, earning an entry in the Guinness World Records. The Fame and The Fame Monster together have sold more than 15 million copies worldwide. This success allowed Gaga to start her second worldwide concert tour, the Monster Ball Tour, and release The Remix, her final record with Cherry Tree Records, and among the best-selling remix albums of all time. The former ran from November 2009 to May 2011 and grossed $227.4 million, making it the highest-grossing concert tour for a debut headlining artist. Concerts performed at Madison Square Garden in New York City were filmed for an HBO television special titled Lady Gaga Presents the Monster Ball Tour at Madison Square Garden. Gaga also performed songs from the albums at the 2009 Royal Variety Performance, 52nd Annual Grammy Awards and the 2010 Brit Awards. Before Michael Jackson's death, Gaga was set to take part in his cancelled This Is It tour series in London's O2 Arena. During this era, Gaga ventured into business, collaborating with consumer electronics company Monster Cable Products to create in-ear jewel-encrusted headphones called Heartbeats by Lady Gaga. Gaga also partnered with Polaroid in January 2010 as their creative director and announced a suite of photo-capturing products called Grey Label. Her collaboration with past producer and ex-boyfriend Rob Fusari led to her production team Mermaid Music LLC being sued. At this time, Gaga was tested borderline positive for lupus, but claimed not to be affected by the symptoms and hoped to maintain a healthy lifestyle. 2011 to 2014, Born This Way, Art Pop and Cheek to Cheek. In February 2011, Gaga released Born This Way, the lead single from her studio album of the same name. The song sold more than 1 million copies within 5 days, earning the Guinness World Record for the fastest-selling single on iTunes. It debuted atop the Billboard Hot 100, becoming the 1,000th number one single in the history of the charts. Its second single, Judas, followed 2 months later, and The Edge of Glory served as its third single. Both reached the top 10 in the US and the UK. Her music video for The Edge of Glory, unlike her previous work, portrays her dancing on a fire escape and walking on a lonely street without intricate choreography and backup dancers. Born This Way was released on May 23, 2011, and debuted atop the Billboard 200 with first week sales of 1.1 million copies. The album sold 8 million copies worldwide and received 3 Grammy nominations, including Gaga's third consecutive nomination for Album of the Year. Born This Way's following singles were You and I and Marry the Night, which reached number 6 and 29 in the US respectively. While filming the former's music video, Gaga met and started dating actor Taylor Kinney in July 2011, who played her love interest. She also embarked on the Born This Way World Tour in April 2012, which was scheduled to conclude the following March, but ended 1 month earlier when Gaga cancelled the remaining dates due to a labral tear of her right hip that required surgery. While refunds for the cancellations were estimated to be worth $25 million, the tour grossed a total of $183.9 million globally. In 2011, Gaga also worked with Tony Bennett on a jazz version of The Lady is a Tramp, with Elton John on Hello Hello for the animated feature film Romeo and Juliet, and with The Lonely Island and Justin Timberlake on Three Way, The Golden Rule. She also performed a concert at the Sydney Town Hall, Australia that year to promote Born This Way and to celebrate former US President Bill Clinton's 65th birthday. In November, she was also featured in a Thanksgiving special titled A Very Gaga Thanksgiving, which attracted 5.7 million American viewers and spawned the release of her fourth EP, A Very Gaga Holiday. In 2012, Gaga guest starred as an animated version of herself in an episode of The Simpsons called Lisa Goes Gaga, appeared in documentary films The Zen of Bennett and Katy Perry Part of Me, and released her first fragrance, Lady Gaga Fame, followed by a second one, Eau de Gaga, in 2014. Gaga began to work on her third studio album, Art Pop, in early 2012, during the Born This Way World Tour. She crafted the album to mirror A Night at the Club. In August 2013, Gaga released the album's lead single, Applause, which reached number 1 in Hungary and number 4 in the US. A lyric video for art pop track Aura followed in October to accompany Robert Rodriguez's Machete Kills, where she plays an assassin named La Chameleon. The film received generally negative reviews and earned less than half of its $33 million budget. The second art pop single, Do What You Want, featured singer R. Kelly and was released later that month, topping the charts in Hungary and reaching number 13 in the US. Art Pop was released in November 2013 to mixed reviews. Helen Brown in the Daily Telegraph criticised Gaga for making another album about her fame and doubted the record's originality, but found it great for dancing. The album debuted atop the Billboard 200 chart and sold more than 2.5 million copies worldwide as of July 2014. GUY followed as its third release in March 2014. It peaked at number 76 in the US. Gaga hosted an episode of Saturday Night Live in November 2013, performing Do What You Want with Kelly and an album cut, Gypsy. After her second Thanksgiving Day television special on ABC, Lady Gaga and the Muppets Holiday Spectacular, she performed a special rendition of Do What You Want with Christina Aguilera on the fifth season of American reality talent show The Voice. In March 2014, Gaga had a 7-day concert residency commemorating the last performance at New York's Roseland Ballroom before its closure. 2 months later, she embarked on the Art Rave, the Art Pop Ball Tour, building on concepts from her Art Rave promotional event. Earning $83 million, the tour included cities cancelled from the Born This Way Ball Tour itinerary. In the meantime, Gaga split from longtime manager Troy Carter over creative differences, and by June 2014, she and new manager Bobby Campbell joined Artist Nation, the artist management division of Live Nation Entertainment. She appeared briefly in Rodriguez's Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, and was confirmed as Versace's Spring-Summer 2014 face with a campaign called Lady Gaga for Versace. In September 2014, Gaga released a collaborative jazz album with Tony Bennett titled Cheek to Cheek. The inspiration behind the album came from her friendship with Bennett and fascination with jazz music since her childhood. Before the album was released, it produced the singles Anything Goes and I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Cheat to Cheat received generally favourable reviews. The Guardian's Caroline Sullivan praised Gaga's vocals, and Howard Reich of the Chicago Tribune wrote that Cheek to Cheek serves up the real thing, start to finish. The record was Gaga's third consecutive number one album on the Billboard 200 and won a Grammy Award for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album. The duo recorded the concert special Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, Cheek to Cheek Live, and embarked on the Cheek to Cheek tour from December 2014 to August 2015. 2015 to 2017, American Horror Story, Joanne, and Super Bowl performances. In February 2015, Gaga became engaged to Taylor Kinney. After Art Pop's lukewarm response, Gaga began to reinvent her image and style. According to Billboard, this shift started with the release of Cheek to Cheek and the attention she received for her performance at the 87th Academy Awards, where she sang a medley of songs from The Sound of Music in a tribute to Julie Andrews. Considered one of her best performances by Billboard, it triggered more than 214,000 interactions per minute globally on Facebook. She and Diane Warren co-wrote the song Till It Happens to You for the documentary The Hunting Ground, which earned them the Satellite Award for Best Original Song and an Academy Award nomination in the same category. Gaga won Billboard Woman of the Year and Contemporary Icon Award at the 2015 Annual Songwriters Hall of Fame Awards. Gaga had spent much of her early life wanting to be an actress and achieved her goal when she starred in American Horror Story Hotel. Running from October 2015 to January 2016, Hotel is the fifth season of anthology horror series American Horror Story, in which Gaga played a hotel owner named Elizabeth. At the 73rd Golden Globe Awards, Gaga received the Best Actress in a Miniseries or Television Film Award for her work on the season. She appeared in Nick Knight's 2015 fashion film for Tom Ford's 2016 spring campaign and was guest editor for V Fashion magazine's 99th issue in January 2016, which featured 16 different covers. She received Editor of the Year award at the Fashion Los Angeles Awards. In 2016, Gaga sang the US national anthem in February at Super Bowl 50, partnered with Intel and Nile Rodgers for a tribute performance to the late David Bowie at the 58th Annual Grammy Awards, and sang Till It Happens to You at the 88th Academy Awards, where she was introduced by Joe Biden and accompanied on stage by 50 people who had suffered from sexual assault. She was honoured that April with the Artist Award at the Jane Autner Education Awards by the Grammy Museum, which recognises artists who have demonstrated passion and dedication to education through the arts. Her engagement to Taylor Kinney ended the following year. She later said her career had interfered with their relationship. Gaga played a witch named Skathak in American Horror Story Roanoke, the series' sixth season, which ran from September to November 2016. Her role in the fifth season of the show ultimately influenced her future music, prompting her to feature The Art of Darkness. She released her fifth album's lead single, Perfect Illusion, in September 2016. The song topped the charts in France and Spain and peaked at number 15 in the US. The album, titled Joanne, was named after her late aunt, who was an inspiration for the music. It was released on October 21, 2016, and sold 170,000 copies in the US during its first week. Joanne was Gaga's fourth number one Billboard album, making her the first woman to reach the US summit four times in the 2010s. Its second single, Million Reasons, followed the next month and reached number four in the US. Joanne and Million Reasons were nominated for Grammy Awards for Best Pop Vocal Album and Best Pop Solo Performance, respectively. To promote the album, Gaga embarked on a three-date dive bar tour. Gaga performed as the headlining act during the Super Bowl halftime show on February 5, 2017. Her performance featured a group of hundreds of lighted drones forming various shapes in the sky above Houston's NRG Stadium, the first time robotic aircraft appeared in a Super Bowl program. It attracted 117.5 million viewers in the United States, exceeding the game's total of 113.3 million viewers. The performance led to a surge of 410,000 song downloads in the United States for Gaga and earned her an Emmy nomination in the Outstanding Special Class Program category. CBS Sports included her performance as the second best in the history of Super Bowl halftime shows. In April, Gaga headlined the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. She also released a standalone single, The Cure, which reached the top 10 in Australia and France. In August, Gaga began the Joanne World Tour, which she announced after the Super Bowl halftime show. Gaga's creation of Joanne and the preparation for her halftime show performance were featured in the documentary Gaga 5'2", which premiered on Netflix in September. Throughout the film, she was seen suffering from chronic pain, which was later revealed to be the effects of a long-term condition called fibromyalgia. It resulted in Gaga cancelling the last 10 shows of Joanne World Tour, which ultimately grossed $95 million from 842,000 tickets sold. 2018, upcoming sixth studio album and A Star Is Born. In August 2017, Gaga confirmed that she had started working on her sixth studio album. She had been in recording studios with producers like Boys Noize, DJ White Shadow and Blood Pop. In March 2018, Gaga supported the March for Our Lives gun control rally in Washington, D.C. and released a cover of Elton John's Your Song for the tribute album Revamp and Restoration. She will star in and create new music for Bradley Cooper's A Star Is Born, a remake of the 1937 film of the same name. It is set to be released in October 2018. Her character is a woman named Ally, whose romance with singer Jackson Maine, played by Cooper, becomes strained after her career begins to overshadow his. She also signed a 2-year residency deal to perform at the MGM Park Theatre in Las Vegas, which is scheduled to begin in December 2018. Section 2. Artistry. Influences. Gaga grew up listening to artists such as The Beatles, Stevie Wonder, Queen, Bruce Springsteen, Pink Floyd, Mariah Carey, The Grateful Dead, Led Zeppelin, Whitney Houston, Elton John, Blondie, and Garbage, who have all influenced her music. Gaga's musical inspiration varies from dance pop singers such as Madonna and Michael Jackson to glam rock artists such as David Bowie and Freddie Mercury, as well as the theatrics of the pop artist Andy Warhol and her own performance roots in musical theatre. She has been compared to Madonna, who has said that she sees herself reflected in Gaga. Gaga says that she wants to revolutionise pop music as Madonna has. Gaga has also cited heavy metal bands as an influence, including Iron Maiden and Black Sabbath. She credits Beyoncé as key inspiration to pursue a musical career. Gaga was inspired by her mother to be interested in fashion, which she now says is a major influence and is integrated with her music. Stylistically, Gaga has been compared to Leigh Bowery, Isabella Blow, and Cher. She once commented that as a child, she absorbed Cher's fashion sense and made it her own. She considers Donatella Versace her muse and the English fashion designer Alexander McQueen as an inspiration. In turn, Versace calls Lady Gaga the fresh Donatella. Gaga has also been influenced by Princess Diana, whom she has admired since her childhood. Gaga has called the Indian alternative medicine advocate Deepak Chopra a true inspiration and has also quoted Indian leader Osho's book Creativity on Twitter. Gaga says she was influenced by Osho's work in valuing rebellion through creativity and equality. Musical style and themes. Critics have analysed and scrutinised Gaga's musical and performance style as she has experimented with new ideas and images throughout her career. She says the continual reinvention is liberating herself, which she has been drawn to since childhood. Gaga is a contralto, with a range spanning from B-flat 2 to B-flat 5. She has changed her vocal style regularly and considers Born This Way much more vocally up to par with what I've always been capable of. In summing up her voice, Entertainment Weekly wrote, "There's an immense emotional intelligence behind the way she uses her voice. Almost never does she overwhelm a song with her vocal ability, recognising instead that artistry is to be found in nuance rather than lung power." Gaga's early songs have been called depthless by writer Camille Paglia in the Sunday Times, but according to Evan Saldry of Pop Matters, she does manage to get you moving and grooving at an almost effortless pace. Gaga believes that all good music can be played on a piano and still sound like a hit. Simon Reynolds wrote in 2010, "Everything about Gaga came from electro clash, except the music, which wasn't particularly 1980s, just ruthlessly catchy noughties pop glazed with auto-tune and undergirded with R&B-ish beats." Gaga's songs have covered a wide variety of concepts. The Fame discusses the lust for stardom, while the follow-up The Fame Monster expresses fame's dark side through monster metaphors. The Fame is an electro-pop dance-pop album that has influences of 1980s pop and 1990s Europop, whereas The Fame Monster displays Gaga's taste of pastiche, drawing on 70s arena glam, perky ABBA disco, and sugary throwbacks like Stacey Q. Born This Way has lyrics in English, French, German and Spanish, and features themes common to Gaga's controversial songwriting, such as sex, love, religion, money, drugs, identity, liberation, sexuality, freedom and individualism. The album explores new genres such as electronic rock and techno. The themes in Art Pop revolve around Gaga's personal views of fame, love, sex, feminism, self-empowerment, overcoming addiction, and reactions to media scrutiny. Billboard describes Art Pop as coherently channeling R&B, techno, disco, and rock music. With Cheek to Cheek, Gaga dabbled in the jazz genre, Joanne exploring the genres of country, funk, pop, dance, rock, electronic music, and folk was influenced by her personal life. Videos and stage. Featuring constant costume changes and provocative visuals, Gaga's music videos are often described as short films. The video for Telephone earned Gaga the Guinness World Record for most product placements in a video. According to author Curtis Vogel, she explores bondage and sadomasochism and highlights prevalent feminist themes. The main themes of her music videos are sex, violence, and power. She calls herself a little bit of a feminist and asserts that she is sexually empowering women. Gaga has called herself a perfectionist when it comes to her elaborate shows. Her performances have been described as highly entertaining and innovative. Her blood-spurting performance of Paparazzi at the 2009 MTV Video Music Awards was described as eye-popping by MTV News. She continued the blood-soaked theme during the Monster Ball tour, causing protests in England from family groups and fans in the aftermath of the Cumbria shootings, in which a taxi driver had killed 12 people, then himself. At the 2011 MTV Video Music Awards, Gaga appeared in drag as her male alter ego, Joe Calderone, and delivered a lovesick monologue before a performance of her song, You and I. As Gaga's choreographer and creative director, Lorianne Gibson, provided material for her shows and videos for 4 years before she was replaced by her assistant, Richard Jackson, in 2014. Section 3. Public Image. Public reception of Gaga's music, fashion sense and persona is polarised. Because of her influence on modern culture, her rise to global fame, sociologist Matthew Deflame of the University of South Carolina has offered a course titled Lady Gaga and the Sociology of Fame since early 2011, with the objective of unravelling some of the sociologically relevant dimensions of the fame of Lady Gaga. When Gaga met briefly with the then President Barack Obama at a human rights campaign fundraiser, he found the interaction intimidating as she was dressed in 16-inch heels, making her the tallest woman in the room. When interviewed by Barbara Walters for her annual ABC News special, 10 Most Fascinating People, in 2009, Gaga dismissed the claim that she is intersex as an urban legend. Responding to a question on this issue, she expressed her fondness for androgyny. In a 2010 Sunday Times article, Camille Paglia called Gaga more an identity thief than an erotic taboo breaker, a mainstream manufactured product who claims to be singing for the freaks, the rebellious and the dispossessed, when she is none of those. Gaga's outlandish fashion senses also serve as an important aspect of her character. During her early career, members of the media compared her fashion choices to those of Christina Aguilera. In 2011, 121 women gathered at the Grammy Awards dressed in costumes similar to those worn by Gaga, earning the 2011 Guinness World Record for largest gathering of Lady Gaga impersonators. The Global Language Monitor named Lady Gaga as the top fashion buzzword, with her trademark no pants a close third. Entertainment Weekly put her outfits on its end of the decade best of list, saying that she brought performance art into the mainstream. Time placed Gaga on their all-time 100 fashion icons list, stating, Lady Gaga is just as notorious for her outrageous style as she is for her pop hits. Gaga has sported outfits made from plastic bubbles, Kermit the Frog dolls, and raw meat. Gaga wore a dress made of raw beef to the 2010 MTV Video Music Awards, which was supplemented by boots, a purse, and a hat also made out of raw beef. Partly awarded in recognition of the dress, Vogue named her one of the best-dressed people of 2010, and Time named the dress the fashion statement of the year. It attracted the attention of worldwide media, the animal rights organisation PETA found it offensive. The meat dress was displayed in the National Museum of Women in the Arts in 2012 and entered the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in September 2015. Gaga's fans called her Mother Monster, and she often refers to them as Little Monsters, a phrase which she had tattooed on herself in dedication. In his article, Lady Gaga pioneered online fandom culture as we know it, for Vice, Jake Hall wrote that Gaga inspired several subsequent fan branding, such as those of Taylor Swift, Rihanna, and Justin Bieber. In July 2012, Gaga also co-founded the social network service LittleMonsters.com, devoted to her fans. According to Guinness World Records, Gaga was the most followed person on Twitter in 2011 and the most followed female pop singer in 2014. The book also named her the most powerful pop star that year. Forbes included Gaga on its Celebrity 100 from 2010 to 2015 and its list of the world's most powerful women from 2010 to 2014. She earned $62 million, $90 million, $52 million, $80 million, $33 million, and $59 million from 2010 through 2015. She was named one of the most influential people in the world by Time magazine in 2010 and ranked second in most influential people of the past 10 years in a Time magazine readers poll in 2013. In March 2012, Gaga was ranked fourth on Billboard's list of top moneymakers of 2011 with earnings of $25 million, which included sales from Born This Way and her Monster Ball tour. The following year, she topped Forbes' list of top-earning celebs under 30, and in February 2016, the magazine estimated Gaga's net worth to be $275 million. Section 4. Activism. Philanthropy. After declining an invitation to appear on the single We Are The World 25 because of rehearsals for her tour to benefit victims of the 2010 Haiti earthquake, Gaga donated the proceeds of her January 2010 Radio City musical concert to the country's Reconstruction Relief Fund. All profits from her online store that day were also donated, and Gaga announced that $500,000 was collected for the fund. Hours after the 2011 Tohoku earthquake and tsunami hit Japan, Gaga tweeted a link to Japan prayer bracelets. All revenue from a bracelet she designed in conjunction with the company was donated to relief efforts. These raised $1.5 million. In June 2011, Gaga performed at MTV Japan's charity show in Makuhari Messe, which benefited the Japanese Red Cross. In 2012, Gaga joined the campaign group Artists Against Fracking. That October, Yoko Ono gave Gaga and four other activists the Lennon Ono Grant for Peace in Reykjavik, Iceland. The following month, Gaga pledged to donate $1 million to the American Red Cross to help the victims of Hurricane Sandy. Gaga also contributes to the fight against HIV and AIDS, focusing on educating young women about the risks of the disease. In collaboration with Cyndi Lauper, Gaga joined forces with MAC Cosmetics to launch a line of lipstick under the supplementary cosmetic line Viva Glam. Sales have raised more than $202 million to fight HIV and AIDS. In April 2016, Gaga joined Vice President Joe Biden at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, to support Biden's It's On Us campaign as he travelled to colleges on behalf of the organisation, which has seen 250,000 students from more than 530 colleges sign a pledge of solidarity and activism. 2 months later, Gaga attended the 84th annual US Conference of Mayors in Indianapolis, where she joined with the Dalai Lama to talk about the power of kindness and how to make the world a more compassionate place. The Chinese government added Gaga to a list of hostile foreign forces, and Chinese websites and media organizations were ordered to stop uploading or distributing her songs. The publicity department of the Communist Party of China also issued an order for state-controlled media to condemn this meeting. Born This Way Foundation. In 2012, Gaga launched the Born This Way Foundation, a non-profit organization that focuses on youth empowerment. It takes its name from her 2011 single and album. Media proprietor Oprah Winfrey, writer Deepak Chopra, and US Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius spoke at the foundation's inauguration at the Harvard University. The foundation's original funding included $1.2 million from Gaga, $500,000 from the MacArthur Foundation, and $850,000 from Barney's New York. In July 2012, the Born This Way Foundation partnered with Office Depot, which donated 25% of the sales, a minimum of $1 million of a series of limited edition back-to-school products. The foundation's initiatives have included the Born Brave Bus that followed her on tour as a youth drop-in centre as an initiative against bullying. In October 2015, at the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence, Gaga joined 200 high school students, policymakers, and academic officials, including Peter Salovey, to discuss ways to recognize and channel emotions for positive outcomes. In 2016, the foundation partnered with Intel, Fox Media, and Recode to fight online harassment. The sales revenue of the 99th issue of the V magazine, which featured Gaga and Kinney, was donated to the foundation. Gaga and Elton John released the clothing and accessories line Love Bravery at Macy's in May. 25% of each purchase support Gaga's foundation and the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Gaga partnered with Starbucks for a week in June 2017 with the Cups of Kindness campaign, where the company donated 25 cents from some of the beverages sold to the foundation. She also appeared in a video by Staples Incorporated to raise funds for the foundation and DonorsChoose.org. LGBT advocacy. As a bisexual woman, Gaga actively supports LGBT rights worldwide. She attributes much of her early success as a mainstream artist to her gay fans and is considered a gay icon. Early in her career, she had difficulty getting radio airplay and stated, "The turning point for me was the gay community." She thanked Fly Life, a Manhattan-based LGBT marketing company with whom her label Interscope works, in the liner notes of the fame. One of her first televised performances was in May 2008 at the New Now Next Awards, an awards show aired by the LGBT television network Logo. Gaga spoke at the 2009 National Equality March in Washington in support of the LGBT movement. She attended the 2010 MTV Video Music Awards accompanied by four gay and lesbian former members of the United States Armed Forces who had been unable to serve openly under the US military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, which banned open homosexuality in the military. Gaga urged her fans via YouTube to contact their senators in an effort to overturn the policy. In September 2010, she spoke at a Service Members Legal Defense Network's rally in Portland, Maine. Following this event, the advocate named her as a fierce advocate for gays and lesbians. Gaga appeared at EuroPride, an international event dedicated to LGBT pride in Rome in June 2011. She criticised the poor state of gay rights in many European countries and described gay people as revolutionaries of love. Gaga was ordained as a minister by the Universal Life Church Monastery so that she could officiate the wedding of two female friends. In June 2016, during a vigil held at Los Angeles for victims of the attack at the gay nightclub Pulse in Orlando, Gaga read aloud the names of the 49 people killed in the attack and gave a speech. Later that month, Gaga appeared in Human Rights Campaign's tribute video to the victims of the attack. She has opposed the presidency of Donald Trump and deplored his military transgender ban. She supported former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for president in 2016. Section 5. Impact. Gaga was named the Queen of Pop in a 2011 ranking by Rolling Stone based on record sales and social media metrics, and she ranked fourth in VH1's Greatest Women in Music in 2012. In 2012, she became a feature of a temporary exhibition, The Elevated, from the Pharaoh to Lady Gaga, marking the 150th anniversary of the National Museum in Warsaw. Gaga has often been regarded as a trailblazer for sometimes utilising controversy to bring attention to various issues. Because of the fame's success, it was listed as one of the 100 greatest debut albums of all time by Rolling Stone in 2013. Gaga is acknowledged as one of the artists who propelled the rise in the popularity of synthpop in the late 2000s and early 2010s. Scott Hardy, Polaroid CEO, has praised Gaga for inspiring her fans and for her close interactions with them on social media. According to Khalifa Sana of The New Yorker, Lady Gaga blazed a trail for truculent pop artists by treating her own celebrity as an evolving art project. Including Born This Way as one of the 50 best female albums of all time, Rolling Stones' Rob Sheffield considers it hard to remember a world where we didn't have Gaga, although we're pretty sure it was a lot more boring. In 2015, Time also noted that Gaga had practically invented the current era of pop music as spectacle. Her work has influenced artists including Miley Cyrus, Nicki Minaj, Ellie Goulding, Halsey, Nick Jonas, Sam Smith, Noah Cyrus, Catherine Langford, and MGMT. A new genus of ferns, Gaga, and two species, G. germinata and G. monstra parva, have been named in her honour. The name Monstra Parva alluded to Gaga's fans known as Little Monsters since their symbol is the outstretched monster claw hand, which resembles a tightly rolled young fern leaf prior to unfurling. Gaga also has an extinct mammal, Gargadon minimostrum, and a parasitic wasp, Aliodis Gaga, named for her. Section 6. Achievements. Gaga has won 6 Grammy Awards, 3 Brit Awards, a Golden Globe Award, 13 MTV Video Music Awards, several Guinness World Records, and the inaugural Songwriters Hall of Fame Contemporary Icon Award. She received a National Arts Awards Young Artist Award, which honours individuals who have shown accomplishments and leadership in their early career. And she won the Jane Autner Artist Award from the Grammy Museum in 2016. Gaga has also been recognised by the Council of Fashion Designers of America with the Fashion Icon Lifetime Achievement Award and was a finalist for the Advocates Person of the Year Award in 2016. Gaga is one of the best-selling music artists, with estimated sales of 27 million albums and 146 million singles as of January 2016. Some of her singles are also among the best-selling worldwide. She has grossed more than $300 million in revenue from 3.2 million tickets for her first three worldwide concert tours. Gaga has consecutively appeared on Billboard magazine's Artist of the Year, scoring the definitive title in 2010. Named Woman of the Year in 2015, she is the sixth best-selling digital singles artist in the US, with a total of 61 million equivalent units certified, according to Recording Industry Association of America. She became the first woman to receive the Digital Diamond Award certification from the Recording Industry Association of America, is one of the first artists with at least two diamond-certified songs for Bad Romance and Poker Face, and is the first and only artist to have two songs past 7 million downloads, Poker Face and Just Dance. Section 7. Discography. The Fame, 2008. Reissued in 2009 as The Fame Monster. Born This Way, 2011. Art Pop, 2013. Cheek to Cheek with Tony Bennett, 2014. Joanne, 2016. Section 8. Tours. The Fame Ball Tour, 2009. The Monster Ball Tour, 2009-2011. Born This Way Ball, 2012-2013. Art Rave the Art Pop Ball, 2014. Cheek to Cheek Tour with Tony Bennett, 2014-2015. Joanne World Tour, 2017-2018. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.